Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
A lot of people I know are talking about the missional church conversation. Particularly if Princeton and others, it's more in a mainline traditional kind of conversation. How does that impact the way you're doing ministry or you started at Kingdom Church and moving forward? How?
Well, for me, practically, it gave me a lens through which to really look at where I stood in terms of my ecclesiology.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, I wouldn't say Dr. Goodall was a practitioner.
Right.
That's not a word I would use to describe
him. I think he would be more of a scholar. You know,
yeah,
right
very on. Much so. Yeah. And so I think what he did was he gave me a framework through which to look at what I felt like God was calling me to do and gave me language to articulate like what I felt in my heart. And that is, how do I exegete culture?
Yeah.
How do I lead a work that is incarnationally relevant to this culture we've tried to exegete, and how do I communicate this to a people group that has very deep roots in a traditional expression of church, particularly when you talk about the African American community, right? So how do you go into something, how do you go into a context where the methodology is even sacred?
Right.
In terms of the way they approach certain issues, justice, what should be priority, symbolism, and all the, and things of that particular nature. How do you go in that context and communicate something that shares the same values, yet challenges us to approach it a different way to be relevant to a context that God's called us to be relevant to?
Okay, so as you're talking, a lot of it is cultural exegesis, missiological engagement. And so you said you have a filter. Can you tell me a little bit about that filter? Because the name, you even mentioned the impact of the name of your church. How does that filter work, and how does it impact even the name of your church?
Yeah, well, for me, even my kind of flow with the missional movement, obviously it doesn't start with the church. It starts with God, right? The Missio Dei, the mission of God. So God sends Jesus, God and Jesus send the Holy Spirit. The three of them send the church. And so, but it's centered on Christ. And what I began to see was that the church didn't have a mission. It had a cult. Christ has the mission. The church has a cult. So we're supposed to continue the mission of Christ. And so everything became very kind of Christ-centered for me. And so I knew a lot growing up in church about Christ's person, but not necessarily his message.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at his message, I see this consistent theme of the kingdom of God, the reign of God, the reign of God. Jesus is Savior, not just Lord. Yeah. Like Jan Henning just says, salvation is not a destination, but a door that leads to a new life under new management.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look in urban context, right, the type of transformation that is needed immediately is not just a moral transformation, it's a life transformation. Mm-hmm. If some things don't change, some people die, not just spiritually, but literally, they die. So this message was one I felt like was not just biblical, but relevant for the context I felt called to serve. And what we wanted to do in our church is to lead a church in a way and to create a climate in the church where people were clear, Jesus wants to do more than change your morals. He wants to change your life.
Mm.
And for me, that's kind of what the kingdom message is all about.
Okay. So the majority of people who will be listening are probably not African American.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when I'm in context, we talk about the missional church, I don't also see a lot of African Americans engaged in that conversation as well. You're one of the few. So what is it about the African American experience that drew you to the missional church ideas? And why, at the same time, is that not more broadly engaged in African-American settings?
Yeah, so to answer the question backwards, I'm not sure why it's so, why it is not as embraced. Maybe some do.
Is that true? Do you think I'm right or wrong?
I think there is some, even in my conversation with some of my peers, there's some reticence.
Okay.
There's some apprehension because there are some values, I think, that are kind of embedded and interwoven in the African-American church, such as justice and things of that particular nature, that the missional conversation addresses, but I'm not quite sure if it comes up in terms of priority as much as many people in African-American context would like it to, you know. So, for example, disciple-making is huge in the missional movement and things of that particular nature. So I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
For me, it was really, I think what struck me first was not necessarily the African-American context, because our church is, for our era, is pretty diverse racially, actually.
Yeah.
But I think it was the biblical consistency of the message. It just seemed to be so consistent with Scripture. Yeah. And so I think I wanted to be biblical first, because I believed and believe that when you're biblical, you're effective.
Yeah.
And so I think it was more of that for me than the color of the skin of the people we were trying to reach.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.